charter school advocate Campbell Brown, speaking at the New York State Business Council's annual meeting, took both state politicians and teacher unions to task for what she says is a failing public school system.
The former CNN and NBC anchor did not mince words when she assessed the performance of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, saying his education policies are confused and irrelevant, and saying he should replace his school's chancellor. She did not spare state politicians in Albany, condemning them for failing to approve a bill to make it easier to fire abusive teachers, saying they're wheeling and dealing.
This is a screwed-up system, it's a corrupt system, and it's failing. And the other side, as you know, because they're outside that door, is nothing if not relentless in keeping control over it. Which means we have to be just as relentless in the mission that I hope brings us all together here tonight.
The protesters that Brown referred to were around 200 teachers' union members. They held a demonstration outside the hotel entrance.
Campbell Brown has got to go! Hey, hey.
Many held signs, including a life-sized cardboard cutout of Brown as a puppet. Several also took to boats, and the union even chartered a plane to fly overhead with a banner warning that Brown is bad for schools. John Paracella is a school psychologist at Burnt Hills Ballston Lake Central School District. He came with Sharon Filner with the Scotia Glenville Schools Teachers Association. They say Brown has a right to speak, but they have a right to be heard.
She has the right to say what she wants to say, but we also have a right to protest the things that she does say. So
she speaks for powerful people, and she has a name, and she speaks for powerful people who have a much greater influence than the typical person on the street, even the professional educators. And they have a very well-funded, very well-organized group who lobby and give campaign contributions to the governor and their legislators, and they keep opening up charter schools and diverting public money to testing programs and other privatization efforts.
New York State United Teachers President Karen McGee told the crowd that Brown is a front for billionaires and her agenda is not in support of the public schools.
The future of democracy is at stake. When we have people who are not educators, who are not products of public schools, who do not send their children to public schools, and who in any way, shape, or form will profit from siphoning money off of our schools and away from our students, shame on them. Shame on them. Shame on them.
Brown accuses the teachers of creating a distraction, and she calls their charges absurd.
I'm raising questions, and they're legitimate questions. And it's unfortunate that people want to shout down the questioner as opposed to engaging in a conversation about how we fix things.
Brown calls charter schools a beacon of hope. She says there's no compromising with politicians and opponents who want to limit the number of new charter schools. In Lake George, I'm Karen DeWitt.